Quarter past seven. Dan and Jenny with you. Happy Friday to you. Did you get on board with the reusable coffee cup trend a while back? It was only 6 months ago I stopped using mine.
Yeah, well, carrying the disposable coffee cup was a bad look for a while there until COVID-19 hit, and then the cafes started opting out of reusable cups. They didn't necessarily want to take them over the counter. They were worried it might carry the virus and other germs. That frustrated a man who's passionate about coffee and the environment. So he's come up with what he hopes is a solution to the issue, and he's engaged a Caves Beach company to manufacture it right here in Lake Macquarie.
Sean Edwards is the man behind it. He's joining us from beautiful Port Macquarie to tell you all about it. Morning, Sean.
Morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you. Jen says a solution to the issue. That's true in every sense, isn't it?
A solution for a solution, we're saying.
What is it, Sean?
What we've come up with, we've basically come up with a food-grade disinfectant, so basically like a vegetable wash that's going to have basically 100% COVID bacteria kill. And it's in a little simple bucket system where the customer can just plonk it into the solution and the barista fishes it out and gives it a bit of a rinse under the hot water tap on the espresso machine, and bang, way to go. You know, less than 30 seconds, we've got the wash cup and the customer's got his coffee getting extracted into it.
How do you know it's 100% COVID kill? Do you actually get to play with some of the virus in that sense? Have you been able to test it in a lab?
Yeah, we engaged, when we first came up with the concept, we had good discussions with a company called, in Caves Beach, called Syrian Holdings, who actually had already invented the solution, or their chemists had put it together. And it's been getting tested at Newcastle University. It's been given all clear, but obviously just haven't got that final paperwork yet. But we can sort of say 99%, but I'm saying 100 now because I reckon that's close enough. So, yeah, and they did actually have, early days, had the COVID virus to play with at Newcastle Uni. So they did all the right testing, and we're ready to go to market.
Sean, Why go to these lengths? Why not just say, okay, these are unusual times, disposable coffee cups for the next little while?
Just still the environmental issues of that landfill, because, you know, paper cups are growing. Like, we've, since every cafe in Australia has gone basically to an upgraded takeaway service, you know, paper cups have actually increased. So, you know, I believe, you know, this year in 2020 it'll be 2 billion paper cups, you know, in landfill in Australia. So, you know, it's not a good look, and it's taken 10 years to get people to, you know, to swing over and change. Like you said, you guys are only in the last 6 months you've done the move. You know, reusable cups have been in the market for over 10 years, and still, that's how long it's taken to get people's attitudes and, you know, get that right mindset.
So were we getting pretty good by the end of 2019? I know shows like The War on Waste that Jen mentioned earlier with Craig Rucastle showing us just how many times the coffee cups we use each year just in Australia could wrap around the world had me horrified. Were we getting good at it by the end of 2019, and have we undone all the hard work?
Yeah, for sure. And there's companies like Green Caffeine in Sydney that had their exchange program, that whole, you know, Western City councils had adopted, and, you know, I think they had something like 120 cafes on board with that system. So, you know, there's been some really good manoeuvres out there in the space, and, you know, but what I found, I sort of took it on as a bit of a challenge to do this, because I run the media for the cafe industry of Cafe Culture magazine, and I basically contacted a lot of reusable cup companies, and they're doing a lot of complaining about going back in time with the results of, you know, of what was happening, but not many of them had a solution. So I thought, you know, just let's think logically about this, and how can we come up with a concept and an idea that's going to be really simple for cafe owners and baristas to adopt, and really simple for customers to get involved.
Well, I wonder if it will change behaviours, if it'll find its way into cafes. Sean, thanks for telling us all about it.
Yeah, no probs. And if you see that orange Dunkin' bucket on the cafe, have a play with it. Just stick it in there and give it a rinse, and you'll have a nice clean cup.
Good on you. Thank you, Sean. That's Sean Edwards, all behind Cafe Dunk. I'm keen to get my reusable coffee cup back out. It's in the boot of the car.
Just rolling around.